Somebody say amen. Amen. All right, I want to start reading here at Ephesians chapter 6 and starting verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. Therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, underline that one. Breastplate of righteousness. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. I'll stop right there. All right, now, I like what it says here, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that's that whole idea of the grace of God. That where he is taking you, you can't win without him. That's good news, folks. I'm not trying to do something without God. I'm trying to make sure I have God. You know, the last thing you want to do is be in a place that God didn't send you. So in this, let's do a little study tonight. I listen to my tapes, and y'all have me end up preaching. And that's not exactly the place. This tonight's supposed to be Bible study. Every now and then I drop back into my preaching mode, but we're going to resist that. We're going to really just take our time and do some teaching, because I want you to get an understanding of what I'm going to say tonight. He said here in verse 14, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, this whole idea of righteousness, it means right standing with God. Right standing with God. And Adam was in right standing with God. Adam and God were not two. They were one. It's kind of like a husband and wife get married, they become one. And that as they operated, Adam had what we call perfect fellowship, meaning that he flowed directly with God. Remember, God told him to name the animals, and he named them, and God said, okay, that's just right. Now, what is he doing? He's not creating the names himself, because we were never meant to be sovereign. We were meant to have an overlord. So God is downloading into Adam. Come on, computer folks. Downloading into Adam. And Adam is spitting it out. Got it? So it's coming from God. God had named the animals before the world was created. So the names were already there. And Adam had to now download those names and then name those animals and so forth. But he wasn't doing it, you know, without God. Just wasn't, Shaniqua, she does so far, whatever it is. I mean, we just didn't think of something. I mean, the name is all right if God gave you that name. That my point to you, don't think of something because it sounds pretty. Boy, that really flows. I like that. Humpty Dumpty, you know, or whatever it is. What you're trying to do is get a name that God is naming, because the name was already there. I'm going to teach on dreams, and I was listening to a lady the other day, and she was talking about how many dreams we have in a night. 12 to 20 some dreams a night. And how these dreams most times are God trying to speak to us because he can't speak to us when our eyes are open. See? Well, that's a whole nother thing. I'm going to teach some on that, all right? Now, so I'm dealing with this idea here of the breastplate of righteousness. Now, breastplate protects your what? Your heart, okay? So it's interesting how he put this righteousness piece next to your heart. Because righteousness is the nature of God. It's the nature of God. It's not the way you act. See? If I could just act righteous. No. You get the nature, then the nature helps you act right. So I got to get the nature of God. Got to get God's nature inside of me. And the only way I can do that is be born again. And that's why over in the book of Romans, in Romans chapter 10, and he says here, I just want to read one scripture to you. In verse 1, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have the zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, are going about to establish their own righteousness, and have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believe. See, this they're trying to establish their own righteousness. They're trying to be holy enough that they'll be righteous. But he says over in the Old Testament, and I think it repeats it over in the New Testament, all your righteousness is as filthy rags. They don't use your righteousness. Jesus has a name, the name above all names. So when you're casting out devils, whose name do you do it in? I do it in his name. God doesn't want you to use human love. He wants you to use what? The God kind of love. So use his love. He doesn't want you to use your faith. He said, hey, have the faith of God. Though he doesn't want you to use your righteousness because it's not adequate. And so you and I have to receive his righteousness by faith. Now, once we're born again, we have been made the righteousness of God in him. That's what he says over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he made you righteous. Well, I don't feel righteous. It's not a feeling. It will eventually end up in you having some behavior and feelings and so forth about it, but when you receive it, it's not a feeling. Now, I'm going to tell you why I'm mentioning this. When I was trying to get a message from God, and I was in Minnesota, and we had started church there, a little church, and I was still with the company, IBM, when I was working in computers. And so that night, I was trying to get a message. It was Saturday night, and the message Sunday morning was time I was supposed to preach. But I didn't have anything. And I got desperate, and I started crying. And I don't think it was a real cry. I think it was kind of a fake cry. And I said, you know, Lord, well, you know, your people need a message. Lord, he said, what are you doing? I straightened up, and I said, well, I'm trying to get a message. He said, is that the way you come before me? Well, the righteous, the Bible says, over in Proverbs, are as bold as a lion. in Proverbs 28 and verse 1.